What?
You didn't know this?
Splendor?
Yeah, Splendor. It's what you put in coffee and tea.
So you're so like,
why does it say caramel crunch?
It's owned by Britain!
No one has that in Britain. I've never seen that in my entire life.
It's owned by the British company Tail and Lie and American company Johnson & Johnson.
What?
God damn it.
Oh my god.
What the hell is... That's Splendor.
Yeah, same thing, isn't it?
Splenda is different. Splenda is Splenda.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god.
Well, now I've got all that cleared up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Vintage Pod. I am here with Mitch.
It is good to be back.
And Pop-Tart.
Hello.
Pop-Tart has something in his mouth, so he's going to have trouble talking.
Spender.
And I am Duke, of course, and we're going back to the Vintage Pod. And sorry that we haven't been doing it in a while. I think the last one came out in February. I'm checking. It came out February 22nd. This is going to come out, like, freaking tomorrow, like, Saturday or something. Well, yeah, that's basically what we've been doing. We've been messing around, and Mitch and I have basically been avoiding it pretty much.
Yeah.
I've been playing a lot of Civ 5.
I've been doing a lot of nothing on my channel, looking over, like, I did a video a month ago, then 4 weeks ago, and then 2 weeks ago. I did, like, 3 videos in a month. Wow.
You really need to get your head together on that one. But you have 1,000 subscribers now, so you're the first of us to actually reach that milestone.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for subscribing. I've got the videos coming. I'm actually going, I don't know if I've told Duke this yet, but I'm actually going to London with
you
the network I'm with.
You told me this on Facebook.
Oh, did I? Yeah, to go to a studio film my 1,000 sub special, so... See that coming out pretty soon. Pretty excited. It's film studio, so
yeah,
should be fun.
It's gonna be sweet. And by the way, those of you who don't know, Pop-Tart actually has his own YouTube channel. I fucking doesn't sound like Pop-Tart, but he has his own YouTube channel. It's gonna be it's what Pop-Tart LP, I believe. Yeah, his Pop-Tart.
You can link it in the iTunes name.
All right, I'll do that. Mine's our Dig XV, and Mitch's Sleepaway. Also, by the way, those of you, if you guys are watching this on YouTube, then you probably should know this probably came out a lot while ago. This came out, like, this is going to come out on freaking, like, May 24th. Like, and this, like, and by the way, OTH is going to be launched on, like, freaking, like, June. June. But yeah, alright, we're going to alright, so the point of the podcast is we talk about video games, usually, and it usually just turns into us ranting about random stuff. Pop-Tart is the guest today. Let's talk about games.
Awkward.
Oh, one thing. Before we talk about games, can I just mention something real quickly?
Yeah.
I don't know how many of you guys are movie fans, but the other day, they actually Warner Brothers released the official title for the new Batman/Superman movie, and actually going to be called...
I heard about that.
Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. So, what do you think about the name? I kind of don't like it.
I don't really like it either, but I've seen the Batman outfit, and he looks badass
Batman
as hell.
Sick,
it's like a mix between the Christopher Nolan version and the original version. But yeah, it's gonna be
It's gonna be good.
I heard about this from the YouTuber Mr. Repsion. He did a video on it. It was freaking. It was called what was it called? It was Batman Suit Revealed. I also apparently I also saw a while back Captain America, which that's old news. But honestly, they did make it better. But I feel like when it ended, I was not really that satisfied with the ending.
What with Captain America?
Yeah, because, like, I would have...
Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought it was amazing. It's by far my best Marvel movie.
I know,
my favorite. What about the post credit scene?
The credit scene
was
awesome.
So good with Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch.
I know, right?
Amazing. But...
Also,
I know this is a game podcast. Just thought I'd segue into something else real quickly. Did you see the Star Wars thing? The competition?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That was sweet.
Oh my god, I like nerdgasmed everywhere when that alien thing walked in. carrying the little trolley, whatever it was, on his back. Oh my god. But anyway, into the news of gaming. So, Duke, are you gonna bring us our first topic?
Alright, there was... Alright, I'm just going to... by the way, I'm getting all this information from IGN. Even though I can't talk about something, which is Wolfenstein. It came out. It finally came out.
And that was New Order, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Wolfenstein, the New Order. And by the way, most of the Wolfenstein games were banned in Germany. Because they involved Nazis. Because they involved Nazis.
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty sure people in Germany don't like being reminded.
Yeah.
About the whole thing that their government caused, like, in the freaking 1940s. But yeah, Wolfenstein was released, and I believe the YouTuber Gold Glove TV did a video on it, but it was pretty cool. The game is badass as hell, and it's a very interesting alternate history game. It has a very very, very good story. Like, you start off as some guy who, like, in the original Wolfenstein games, and he apparently goes crazy, and he's in, like, a mental asylum for, like, 20 years. And it's just cool as hell, because, like, you show him, like, going back to his, like, getting his sanity back, and, like, when he gets his sanity back, you know what he does? He grabs a knife and literally shoves it in a Nazi soldier's neck.
Whoa.
It's really sweet. And the trailer, there's, like, a trailer which is Nowhere to Run trailer. And, like, it starts off being, like, this whole, like, it's obviously in Brazil, because it has this giant statue of freaking Jesus Christ, you know, the...
Rio de Janeiro, the Redeemer.
And it shows, like, a freaking, like, it's like a game of soccer, or football, if you're from Europe or anywhere else. And it's, like, it has, like, all the months named in, like, German style, but, like, essentially it has, like, a game of soccer going down, and you see, like, a person, like, hit the ground, like, you know, he gets tripped and hits the ground. And you know what happens? Yeah. Like, one of the players, like, walks up to, like, one of the refs, and who's, you know, he just complains, like, oh, it wasn't my fault, right? And you know what the ref does? Like, this is, like, some guy who looks like, you know, like, what the Hitler Aryan kind of deal. The ref literally pulls out a pistol and then just blows the brains out of the soccer player.
That's mad.
And then it just goes, and then it's like, and then it's like August 1960, and it's like the Nazis control the world now, and it has like all this crazy things like blimps, and you get to see a scene where it has London in it, and like you just see like London is in ruins. Just rubble
where,
in the
grave. Where do I find this trailer? I want
to
see it.
If you go to the Steam, if you go to Steam and you just go to the store and you look up Wolfenstein, and then you just like go watch
it'll,
the trailer.
Yeah, it'll be. Yeah, there.
There'll be like four. There's like four trailers. There's like Boom Boom, which literally began a Boom Boom. Is you get to watch the Mount Rushmore, where all the American leaders were. You get to see the Nazis literally blow it up. That's like the beginning of freaking.
Do you think they'll ever have? Do you think they'll ever add Obama to Mount Rushmore?
No, they're never going to add any new president to Mount Rushmore.
If they'll add
Why not?
Me.
Because, like, unless
we
have... Yeah, unless
I
we
think
have
should add you.
Unless we have... add me. But if they have a new World War III and, like, Obama just, like, some, like, heroic crap that, like, is, like, God-tier, maybe they'd add him, but... They didn't even add freaking president that was did they have the that president that was fighting in World War II? What was his name again?
Oh, I don't know.
President during World War II. It was Roosevelt, Franklin D. Roosevelt. He fought in World War. Well, he didn't fight in World War II. He was the president during World War II. I feel bad for him because he got kind of screwed.
Imagine this scenario, right? Tomorrow, the Nazis come back to life, and Obama goes in with a little Glock, and he takes them all out. Then would they add him to Mount Rushmore?
With a Glock.
A Glock.
Just a Glock against.
There's like a thousand, like a million Nazi soldiers, and you just like fire into the crowd, and they're just like all falling.
I'm surprised they didn't add him for taking out Osama bin Laden.
Why? Osama bin Laden was a terrorist that killed like 3,000 people.
Still killed them.
Yeah, and we killed like a million people in that war.
I suppose. So, I've just watched this Wolfenstein trailer then.
Mm-hmm.
Is this like if Nazis got in power then?
This is if the Nazis won World War II.
So 1950, there's a guy on the floor.
Mm-hmm. If you watch
Bam, shoots him in the head.
Yeah, if you go to the fourth trailer, and it's called Wolfenstein The New Order, E3 2013 trailer, there's literally a scene where you watch the Nazi plane fly over New York and drop an atomic bomb.
What?
And you watch New York, you see a picture, it looks like a 1940s picture, but it's like a picture of you see like a Statue of Liberty, and in the background you see New York, but there's a giant ash cloud where New York should be.
Damn. The fourth trailer.
Yeah, and then you see a trailer, and then you see a scene where you have the president, like the Capitol building in Washington D.C., and it's got Nazi flags covering it, and then you see like three like really crazy jets just fly over it. Huh?
Yeah. I just saw the atomic bomb bit. It's like a mushroom cloud and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but essentially, when you think about it, all the Nazis needed was an atomic bomb, and they pretty much would have won World War II. I mean, yeah, come on, you can't fight the atomic fire of an atom bomb. You can bomb the hell out of a city, but you can't destroy it unless you nuke it. So I'm with Japan.
The Abbey Road photo with the Nazis instead.
Oh, the picture of like the four Nazis walking the
streets. Beatles,
yes, the Beatles. There's actually a scene where it's like a scene where it's the Apollo program, but instead they're Nazis. Like they have they're hailing a Nazi flag and they have like a Nazi scheme on their spacesuits. And there's also a scene where you see the Big Ben in Britain, and you see there's a Nazi flag on it, and there's like a whole bunch of Nazi soldiers. Yeah, and there's a whole bunch of Nazi soldiers, right in front of it, all holding flags and yelling, "Sind Heil."
Oh, yeah, I've literally just seen this now. Yeah, it's raining, isn't it? And there's a bunch of, Nazis. Yeah. Nazi scum.
Yeah.
I reckon there are still some secret Nazis out there, you know?
There are Nazis still, dude.
And skinheads?
Yeah, they're called skinheads. They're also called... What else are they called? They're called neo-Nazis, right?
Yeah.
The people that agree with Hitler but are not, you know... Nazis.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are still Nazis, and they're still, and that's because in the freaking before World War II, there was a strong Nazi movement in America. Of course, that Nazi movement died off when Japan attacked us, but I think everyone that was a part of the Nazi movement was thrown into prison camps along with anyone who was Japanese or Italian. That was because of the whole, you know. We're at war with them, so they just put them in these.
Terrible what was happening with like.
It was ridiculous, really. Huh?
Hmm?
Mitch? What'd you just do?
Having our own little, Nazi type thing going on.
Yeah, we're talking about Nazis. It's because. That's what happens when you talk about Wolfenstein. It brings up all this Nazi stuff.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll be in American news, but there's this political party called UKIP. And they basically. They're complete assholes. So that's pretty much it. I'll read you out their manifesto. 1 second. Let me just get it up. UKIP manifesto. Alright, look at these and tell me if you think that this is fucked up. Bearing in mind, these are the number one in the voting thing at the minute. So, these are the 10. This is what the leaflet says.
Are these the Republicans this is like a genuine of party. The UK?
No, we don't have anything like that, I don't think. I think we just have, a bunch of random parties and people vote who they want.
Oh, God. All right, post it.
Yeah, so this one's called UKIP, and basically their leaflet says 10 great reasons to vote for UKIP. Number one is that they're scrapping paid maternity leave. Number two is that they're raising the income tax for the poorest British people. Number three is that they're scrapping holiday entitlement. Number four is that they're speeding up the privatization of the NHS, so we'll have to pay for healthcare. Number five is that they're cancelling all planned house building. Six is that they're abandoning all action on climate change, which is just fucking stupid.
Okay, that's ridiculous right there.
Seven is it gets worse, trust me. Seven, they're cancelling regulations to make banks safer. Seven, they're abolishing new laws to protect your human rights. Eight, making it legal for a man to rape or assault his wife. 9, cutting education spending and buying 3 aircraft carriers instead. Oh, there's only 9 reasons then. Yeah, that was...
Okay, are you sure this... there's no way this can be real. This is way too dark to be real.
No, I guarantee that is
because
real.
I know that everyone in the United States, we would love to not have to pay for healthcare. And another thing, one, climate change. You really need to focus on that considering the fact that if at the rate we're going, we may hit a new an age in which almost, like, the entire coastlines will be... you have millions of people that have are homeless, which... Another thing, getting rid of human rights, pretty fucked up. Getting rid of rape, making rape legal, also fucked up.
Yeah.
Making poor people have to pay more, that's even more ridiculous, because it should be rich people pay more.
Exactly. Oh, I found the 10th. I completely skipped past it. They want to stop immigrants from coming to the UK.
Okay, that's even more messed up. Because that's denying people the right to live in an area because they weren't born in it. That's like saying I couldn't. That's like saying I couldn't move to New York because I was born in Los Angeles.
And the worst part about it is that they're winning the votes at the minute. They've got like the highest number of votes.
How many people are? This sounds pretty.
So I'm just hoping the election hasn't finished yet, but I'm just hoping that someone like pulls it back.
People probably think it's just a joke, so they're voting for it.
I also have a feeling this sounds very.
Guys, I just dropped from the call.
No, you're not. You're still on the call.
Alright. I can't hear anything. You just went all crackly.
Oh, well, Pop-Tart, this sounds kind of like what the Republicans do, right?
A little bit. I mean, I don't want to get...
I mean, okay, I'm not going to... Alright, bear in mind, everyone watching us, I'm a Democrat, so if you're going to... If you don't want to listen to a Democrat make fun of Republicans, skip ahead. But essentially, Republicans have this problem where they like to do all this stuff for... Let's ignore... Like, a lot of Republicans don't believe climate change is even a thing.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. They're pretty crazy, and I'm a liberal. I believe in progressive ideas and stuff. I'm not conservative. Conservative is ridiculous. Also, because almost anyone who's a conservative is also a Christian. So they
like Christian.
No, it's because the idea like these are like the kind of conservative Christians that love to enforce laws and rules that piss off anyone who isn't a Christian. I saw some of the laws that like they're trying to get praying back in school and stuff like that. Like, no, you don't. Because you know what they did? When they got rid of praying in school, they just made it so that way the teacher can't lead the praying. That's all they did.
Yeah.
A student can pray all they want in class. So they're not getting rid of praying in school. What they just want to do is they want to enforce it in school.
Yeah. So you have to pray.
Yep. And that's a problem because for one, some religions don't need to pray, and two, atheists don't pray either. So you're already insulting atheists, which make up 5% of the United States. So you're insulting like what?
It doesn't sound like a lot, but still less.
It's a lot because the United States is 300 million people, and 1% of 100 million people is 1 million people. So 5% of 300 million, it's pretty damn high.
Damn high.
Yeah, it's 15 million, I believe. But yeah, that's why.
Do you guys know what bitcoins are?
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah. Those are pretty cool. You know they don't work.
Yeah, but you know now in the UK you can shop with them.
Yeah, no, you can shop with them in the United States too, but they don't work. They're
what
they're,
like every single shop.
No, they're what you call
it's become a legal tender.
I know, but they're what you call a what's the term? A gold standard. It means that the price can drop overnight. So you may have one day, you may have $1 million worth, you may have £1 million worth of bitcoins, and then the next day you may have 500,000.
Yeah, this guy, there's a story in the UK. It was about, 2 years ago now? But a guy bought 10,000 bitcoins and used it to buy two pizzas for a party that he was going to. Now, those 10,000 bitcoins will be worth something like £50 million or something like that.
Yep.
And he only paid like £20 for them.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty mad.
But yeah, that's bitcoins. They don't work. Republicans want them to work, but they don't. Yeah, there was a lot. Like, what were we talking about? I just insulted like half the United States, and I insulted. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, this is supposed to be a game podcast. We might want to get off the.
We just did some pretty controversial topics. Let's talk about other games like Shadow of Mordor. Or Evolve. I'm gonna talk about Shadow of Mordor later, but essentially, Evolve is made by the same guys who made Left 4 Dead, because when they made Left 4 Dead, they kind of did something called contract work, where they don't work for Valve, they just made the game for them. But essentially, what it does is...
Okay, I gotta go. I'll be back, though.
Alright, so Bopler's gonna be gone for a bit. So it's just gonna be me and Mitch. Alright, but essentially, like, what they do is you have, like, a monster, and there's this giant-ass monster who starts off weak, and you have these four people who are players, and you have the monster who's also a player. The four people have to hunt down the monster. And the monster can get stronger over time until the point in which the monster is like some gigantic thing that kills them, and the monster is also a player. So what happens, it's this really cool game, like, when I release this on OTH, I'm probably gonna have, like, the trailer of it in the video. It's not gonna get pulled. As long as we don't do anything Nintendo.
It shouldn't do if there's no audio.
As long as we don't do anything Nintendo related, we'll be fine. Oh god, discuss. Alright, this is gonna get copyrighted now because I just mentioned it. This is what happens. You just mention Nintendo and you get copyrighted. Alright. So yeah, Shadow of Mordor. Deep in the Shadow of Mordor. Alright, this is what IGN has to say about Deep in the Shadow of Mordor. We can be forgiven for observing superficial similarities between the original Shadow of Mordor reveal and Ubisoft's Assassin's Creed series. A guy with swords in a pre-industrial setting climbs up on random bits of architecture and then jumps down and stabs people in the neck. Okay, that actually sounds pretty Assassin's Creed-like. After playing this game for a good half hour, though, I can say I'm more excited for this game than just about any other action game coming to consoles this year. Okay, so I won't be able to play it because it's on console. Alright.
Is it not going to PC?
Hopefully it's probably going to go on PC. I mean, come on. Any game. PC's PC's last year made more money than consoles did.
Yeah, that's happened all the time, man. Like... No, more and more people are just getting
Before 2013, it didn't happen. Like, before 2013, like, consoles had a good 10 years of them being where all the money was at.
Yeah.
It's about up until 2003.
How much did Sony lose this year on the PlayStation? It was in the 100 million, wasn't it?
Yeah. That's because of the fact that, thing is, the last generation of consoles were very big. They were huge. I mean, they were cheap, you could get them, they worked very efficiently, you could play, like, hours, and you didn't really need to pay, and when you bought a game on the PlayStation, you have to install it and set it up, you know, it was easy. While, for PC, it was kind of difficult, because you have to, if you had to either buy a pre-made computer, which would cost a lot, you know, install a game and put up the settings and everything, or build the computer yourself, and have to go through all this stuff. The problem is that, eventually got to the point where consoles were becoming so out of date that PCs worked way better. They had much better graphics. So PCs that were pretty cool, and they started to lose money. And then the consoles had to release new consoles. The console makers had to release new consoles in order to stay up to date. Or at least stay up to date for like a month. So that's what they did.
They're already outdated.
Yeah, the problem is, when they did that, so many people had switched over to PC because PC was working so well that they lost so much money. And the problem is that even though nowadays they're like, oh, we released all these consoles and stuff, people who switch over to PC are satisfied with PC because with PC, once you set it up, you're pretty much fine.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening. You can hear a pop star coming out of his microphone. But yeah, that's what happened with consoles. They're having so much problems right now. Wii U got screwed.
Yeah, the Wii. I reckon Nintendo won't even be around in a few years. And if they are, they'll just be like doing what Sega does and just make like mobile games or whatever.
Yeah, Sega really got hit hard. What does Sega even do anymore?
Sega, they basically just make like C-class like games. Just, you know, like the really old stuff that no one cares about anymore, like Aliens Sonic versus Predator.
Or Sonic.
Sonic, yeah. They pump out like a new Sonic game every year, but no one pays attention.
Yeah, people buy them still though. Like they buy, like enough people buy them that they don't go bankrupt. Who's Sega? Like, does Nintendo own Sega? I'm pretty sure Sony owns Sega.
No, I don't think Sony owns Sega. I don't think they do.
Sega is...
I don't think they're even related at all.
Yeah, what happened to Atari? Atari was pretty cool. And Capcom.
Atari is still going. Atari, I know they sell, like, headphones now as well.
Yeah.
What happened to Capcom? If you go into, like, the local HMV in my town, they've always got Atari headphones in.
Dude, I feel bad for Mega Man, because Mega Man was cool. And Capcom?
Capcom.
Yeah.
Is Capcom not around anymore?
I'm pretty sure it's... Capcom. I'm pretty sure it's still... It's probably still around, but...
Oh, yeah, it is. It just made Dead Rising 3, didn't it?
Yeah, Mega... the Sphere's Mega Man is not around anymore. He was cool as hell.
Yeah.
Cuphead, I know for a fact he's around. He's Activision. You know why? They released COD.
Yeah.
Like, one of the most horrible games in history.
What about THQ? THQ, like, went out, didn't they?
I thought they still exist.
Damn, that logo, man. No, THQ, like, shut down.
THQ was an American developer and publisher for video games, founded in 1989 in Agoura Hills, California. The company developed products for video game consoles, handheld game consoles, as well as for personal computers and wireless devices. Yeah. American. When did they go out of business? Defunct. January 23rd, 2013. That's where they failed. They failed last year.
Oh, shit.
A lot of companies are failing nowadays because they're not, you know, sticking with the times.
Yeah.
Sony's been losing money for a while. Yeah, they're losing... Their stock price is going down. They're minus 0.43%.
I'm worried for the gaming industry because, you know, when the E.T. game came out for Atari?
Yeah.
It was like that big video game crash, was it of like 89 or something?
Yeah.
Apparently we're due for another one of those, like they predicted that there's going to be another gaming crash.
Yeah, here, right, if you don't know, what caused the gaming crash was people would, like, you had all these gaming companies that would produce games that were really crap quality, alright? And they produce a lot of them. So what happened is you have all these people that were like, I don't really want to buy any new games because the new games, I can't tell if they're going to be shit or not because all of these critics and stuff are like saying they're going to be good, but they're not. Like, for example, COD, like every year this COD says they're going to have like 100 stars or something. When if you look at COD, like it's the same game repeated over and over again.
Yeah, it's like all moving fish.
Yeah, so COD's one of the leading companies that's doing that, but so is Nintendo. They're also making Mario games every year. Or Sega, or freaking, I don't know, Microsoft. I mean, like, the only company that doesn't do that is probably Valve, and that's because Valve doesn't make that many games. But, essentially, that's
yeah,
what
they kind
of EA does that, too. EA is a huge offender of doing that kind of crap. I mean, Sims, they did that so many times with Sims. They would just make DLCs for Sims and expansion packs that just added, like, 3 new things. And they make it to pay, like, $20. And the thing is, that's what's happening, and there's indications that we're going to hit a new game industry crash where people are going to stop buying it, and we're going to enter like a dark age, and it's going to take us a while to get back out. And that's because all that's all going down.
I just found, guys, it was the crash of 82.
Yep, crash of 82. And that was 30 years ago. More than 30 years ago.
And apparently, it took 15 years before another video game was made. Oh my god.
Yep.
Do you know in 1980... Right, basically, because of games, they didn't realize that people actually enjoyed playing games. They thought it was just a money grab thing. So, Atari was just jumping on with all these movie deals. They made this E.T. game in, like, a day or something. It was absolutely terrible. Yeah. And when they pumped them out, I think they printed, like, what? A few million cassette things. What were they called by then? Like cartridges. Yeah.
Yeah.
They got so many cartridges made, and no one wanted to buy it because it was just so bad. And basically, what they did was they went to a landfill and just like dropped every single ET game in there. And that's recently been found as well. They didn't tell anyone where the landfill was, and it's actually recently been found. So, it's pretty interesting.
But that's the problem, is we're getting close to a new game crash. Problem is, the game crash back then, it didn't really have that much pot. Once it went down, no one's going to be making any new video games and stuff. Problem is, nowadays, you're still going to see video games coming out, because indie developers and stuff like that, they're going to be probably spared from that crash, because, I mean, people trust indie developers more than they trust big game companies. Valve's probably still gonna be
Which game do you think it'll be, right? Let's play a game. We'll all guess which game is gonna ruin the industry.
COD. I think COD's gonna ruin the industry. What about you, Mitch?
Yeah, Call of Duty. Or any other first-person shooter, to be honest. I think they've seen their days.
I think first-person shooters are fine. It's just that they've had a large street of shit ones. I've been really fucking it up. Like, I mean, Counter-Strike Global Offensive, I liked that game because, for one, they didn't make the same game every year. And two, it's not where the
big... There's been a lot of fuck-ups, though.
Yeah, Popstar and I can agree on this because, like, he played... How many hours did he play the Counter-Strike Global Offensive?
Me?
Yeah, you played 51 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. It's impressive.
I played... You probably outbeated me
already. That was, like, in the first week.
Yeah,
like,
I played 34. You somehow outbested me, and I owned the game for a lot longer than you. But yeah, that's the thing. All right, Popstar, what do you think? What game do you think is going to crash the gaming industry? What do you think is going to be one of the leading causes?
I think Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
If I have to go to another game, I'd go with Sims or like any like Madden or anything, you know, any of those games that come out every single year.
Yeah. It's a sports game, or like FIFA. Or
yeah, something. Yeah. FIFA's a pretty big offender. They fuck up every year. But yeah, that's essentially what's going on, everyone. For those of you watching the podcast, we're due for another game industry crash.
Fingers crossed it won't happen.
It would.
Got to get pumping those YouTube videos out now before the whole industry goes.
It would have heavily damaged the YouTube industry, too, because... Actually, I think
it would.
Actually, I think Mitch, it would help us, wouldn't it? Because we're so small that our audience isn't going to get impacted, but YouTube, like, big YouTubers are going to get impacted badly, so we're probably going to become bigger.
Yeah, it won't really affect us. The bigger ones, they'll have to basically branch out.
Yeah, and it'll give us room to get bigger.
To grow,
yeah.
What about, why are all the YouTubers selling out and writing books? I was scrolling through Facebook, I was seeing like 5 YouTubers who are writing books.
What, like, freaking, Vlogbrothers?
No, they've been writing like novels and stuff, but I mean like autobiographies. iJustine's writing one, Tobuscus is writing one, Shay Carl. They're all writing these, like, autobiographies about
their
life.
I'll be honest, anyone who writes an autobiography about themselves, I feel kind of sad for them.
Yeah.
And this is why. It's because if you write an autobiography about yourself, you're basically saying, I'm an egotistic bastard. Like, I'm fine with someone writing a biography about me, but I'm not going to be the one who writes it about me. Because I feel like if I wrote one about me, it would start off just be explaining who I am, and then it would just be like an entire, like a rant about like the most ridiculous stuff, like bananas or something.
Yeah.
That's what probably would have turned into. And then it would probably just turn into like talking about which movies I like or not. And then it would just turn into me just like making fun of people, and then that'll be it. Dr. Duke. What, is this due? Alright, I ever seen some of the funniest freaking, it was called Most Genius for... Oh, God. Alright, anyone watching the podcast, if you just heard a random noise, that was just me opening a YouTube video, and then it just yelling at my ear. But yeah, alright, some of the quotes were, goodbye, everyone, I'll remember you all in therapy. What was another one? Oh, yeah. I've never had a passion for my GPA. However, Weston has taught me valuable things such as friendship, unity, community, kindness, youth, optimism, understanding. Thank you, Weston High School. Now, if you look at his list, friendship, unity, community, kindness, youth, optimism, understanding, you'll notice that it says if you take the first letter of all of those words, it says fuck you.
Yeah.
Friendship, unity, community, kindness, F-U-C-K, youth, optimism, understanding, Y-O-U.
Oh my god, what a genius.
Did you guys know you can't spell slaughter without laughter?
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that a nice thought?
The nice thing about the English language, it's messed up.
Yeah.
Oh god, this is a pretty funny quote. when life gets hard, you have to grasp it. When it comes, you have to take it on the chin. There is no such thing as getting off easy.
Whoa.
It sounds like masturbation, doesn't it?
Yeah.
When life gets hard, you have to grasp it. There's no such thing as getting off easy.
Wow.
Yeah. What was this? I just saw another quote. Waking up is the second hardest thing in the morning.
Oh my god.
I also had another quote. When's this due? This is his quote. When's this due? It sounds like when someone was like, alright, what's your quote? And he's like, wait, when's this due? And that sounds like what he did. Like, he was answering someone when it comes to, like, asking about a quote.
Oh, that's actually pretty clever. It was a bit slow, but that's pretty funny, actually.
Oh, yeah, and someone made another quote. Ain't nothing wrong with being a little gay. And the quote was by Honey Boo Boo. Oh, my God. Oh, someone else had another quote. Trapped in yearbook factory. Send help.
BuzzFeed. Oh, that's one thing I hate about the UK. We don't have yearbooks.
Yeah, I do. I'm using a yearbook right now as a stand for my monitor.
Yeah. Suzanne, do people write funny quotes like that in your yearbooks?
No, but that's a high school yearbook thing. I don't have my high school yearbook yet because this is my first year of high school, freshman. Freaking yeah. Pop-Tart's a middle schooler.
Yeah, I'm pretty young.
8th grade. I'm about to be a sophomore
like
next year.
You sound like a 20-year-old or whatever.
I sound like
a deep-ass voice.
Yeah, everyone thinks I'm older too. But
yeah, did you say you're in the 8th grade?
He's in the 8th grade. I am not.
8th grade. How old are you then if you're in the 8th grade?
I'm 14.
Well, 14. Oh my god.
Well, that's when you start 8th grade, you're 13 years old and then you become 14.
Yeah.
For me, I'm 14 right now, but that's because my birthday's in August.
Yeah.
I have this weird thing where it's like, I'm, like when it says 2015, if it's 2015, for one half of the year, I'm going to be 15, but for the other half, I'm going to be 16.
Yeah.
It's this weird thing where, like, for half the year, I'm the exact same age as the year itself. That was the last two digits of the year.
By the way, you might want to look at that yearbook quote. I just thought it was pretty funny.
Susu zo hangwa frishke miza my sim. That's actually pretty true. That's what the sims sound like. They just sound ridiculous. They say susu, stuff like that. It's ridiculous. Like they don't.
Oh my god! I've got another one. This one is like even. This is just as good if you play the game.
By the way, anyone listening to this, if you're hearing a bunch of weird noises, that's just Skype. Suzanne blank, hiya Link Legend of Zelda. Man, I'm so glad people make ridiculous faking quotes and these on the high school.
I have a very off-topic question, but
there's no sort of the whole here.
Yeah. So in Skyrim, you know, when you look in the Elder Scroll and you have to watch these people do crap like dragons.
Yeah.
Is there a long part where they're just standing here? Because I'm not sure if it's glitched.
Are they just like when you opened it? Did they like go like?
You're walking around, and now they're just standing still, and there's dragons flying around. But they've been flying around for like 5 minutes.
Okay, that's a glitch. That's a glitch. Right. You're not supposed to do that, but yeah. So yeah, those of you who know, Pop-Tart's playing freaking Skyrim. Mitch is not playing anything. He's just on the internet, and
on the internet.
I'm on the internet as well. That's because I cannot. If I play a game, you're gonna hear me in the background. Rowdy Negro. Yes, it's my real name. Oh yeah, I saw this a while back. There's a lot of stupid stuff on the internet. Another thing. There's gonna be a. You know, it's kind of sucks. Is Mitch? You and I pops out. This applies to you too. We're in a time in which it's hard to get big on the internet.
Yeah.
If we had played
to what?
To get big on the internet, if we had done Minecraft videos before Yogscast released Minecraft videos, we would have gotten huge.
We would.
And the thing is, like, it's hard to get big on the internet now because every new game that comes out gets videos on it.
Plus, no one wants to give anyone a chance.
Yeah. Like, if you look at freaking, what was it? Yogg's, William Strife of the Yogg's cast. He got big because he did information. He did something completely unique. He did informational videos that were pretty good. But, and because of that, he had 50,000 subscribers and he got accepted into the Yogg's cast channel. Problem is, it's hard to even get up to the amount needed to get big on the internet. Like, in order to get accepted into a major group and a major network.
I think the Yogg's cast, though, like, they're like a British thing. They live pretty close to where I, like, am.
Bristol?
They go for, yeah, in Bristol they live. They go for more, like, quality over numbers.
Hmm, yeah. That's because they hired a lot of, like, high-end video editors.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. What's it say? Oh, Jaffa. They made new banner artwork. Thing is, I don't even remember how, like, you can't get into the Yogg's cast without being of, like, a really high caliber.
Hmm.
But, yeah, like, you have to have, probably, like, 50,000 subscribers, and you have to have a YouTube that reaches out to them that is really interesting. It's very difficult to get, like, compared to them. And the thing is, the way the Yogg's cast got big was they were friends with Total Biscuit, who was a big YouTuber, and I'll mention that they made Minecraft videos that also got them a lot of notice.
Shadow of Israfel.
Shadow of Israfel in the original Minecraft series. But yeah, that's what made them huge. Problem is, like, they don't really make videos nowadays that increase their size.
It just shows you how, as well, the people within the Yogg's cast change. Like, I remember a time when it used to be Simon Luce up top, then Hannah was next, then it was Duncan, then I think it was Shin, then Sips, then Martin, then Nalsy. Now Shin is the second, like, highest.
Yeah, second most subscribed person.
Yeah, then it's Duncan, then Sips, and then Hannah. Like, Hannah has dropped massively.
That's because most people don't subscribe to women on YouTube. It's kind of sad.
Niles has gone big as well, man. He's almost got 1 million subs.
He's more than halfway.
Yeah, he's like 600,000.
I feel like Cat Films should have deserved to get 1 million on their own without joining the Yogg's cast, but the problem is they can't even get to 1 million. It's kind of sad, but they get like 1,000 subscribers. They get like 100,000 views, or maybe like 50,000 views every video they release, even though they make pretty damn good videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, they even have their own website that's independent of the Yogg's cast.
Wait, why doesn't Sips's, like, channel art or anything resemble the rest of the Yogg's cast?
Because he decided to rebrand himself.
Really?
Yeah, he's the kind of, he doesn't have the same kind of Yogg's cast feel, though. If anything, he has a very Los Angeles or Florida kind of feel to it, to him.
I don't know. I don't really watch him that much. And I watch Shin and In the Little Wood.
I'm mentioning he's one of the few YouTubers that in the Yogg's cast that is from North America. William Strife is the only other American, I believe, other than Rich Dog. And they're like the only other. They're the only North Americans. And Sips is a Canadian. And Sips is very obsessed with American television, like freaking Miami Hotline and stuff. So he feels very American, so you'd expect him to have a very ghetto kind of feel, artwork and stuff.
Have you seen Yogg's cast Xylus? He only gets like around like 2K views on every video.
Yeah. That's honestly mad. Though, I would love to have his subscriber base.
Yeah, I would. 86,000.
Considering my subscriber base is,
It took me an entire year, just over a year, to get 100, and then in the second year, which isn't even up yet, I went to it from 100 to 1,000.
Yeah, but you were in a net. You did get into a network.
Yeah, I got in at like 80 something subs, I think, and then I left my original network and immediately got offered in a second one.
I would love to release a video like the James Bond video you released, because like the amount of views you got, like, almost all of your views come from that video.
Like, how long have you two both been YouTubing?
Pop-Tart, you can tell him how long you've been YouTubing.
Well, I started a long ass time ago when I was like 7, and I made like a Lego video.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah,
7 years old. I don't think I even had internet when I was 7 years old.
I am 14 now, but when I started YouTube, I was 13. And I started my channel in March 22nd, 2013. That was actually not my original. My original channel was actually Finnish Gamer CA.
Oh wait, Dr. Duke, you joined in June 21st, 2013.
Yeah, but I started Finnish Gamer CA in May 22nd. That's where I actually started doing March 22nd. That's why I started doing YouTube, really. Which was in Finnish Gamer CA. I was known as Duke or John, if you want to call me that. Well, a couple months later, I was like, you know, I want to make a channel that has my own kind of feel and content to it. So then I made Dr. Duke XV, and I've been focusing almost exclusively on Dr. Duke XV. I've almost reached Vinch Gamer CA's level of subscribers.
Damn.
Well, yeah, it's difficult to get big on YouTube. I remember releasing a lot of content. Like, honestly, though, I think out of all the videos, freaking Shrek has Love Shirt and gotten huge.
Yeah,
it's actually probably my first video. It's gonna get 1,000 subs. I mean, 1,000 views. 700 already.
Damn.
Then again, how many views do you get per video? Minecraft.
I think get like 100. I average at 100.
Yeah, you got 151 first Minecraft video and 83 second Minecraft video. What was the whole Nazi zombies Neuch der Utreinten?
Oh, it's like an entire series. We're going through every single zombies map since Notch Done Toting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's going to take a while.
You need to finish your Finn and Jake series.
I do.
And your Minecraft series.
I do. And you need the Minecraft one, though. I've got some pre-recorded.
And your Clash of Clans series.
Clash of Clans, I might just get rid of.
Yeah.
It's destroying me.
Also,
that game.
Also, you need to finally do a video on freaking, you need to upload all those videos you and I did a while back. Remember?
Yeah,
freaking Slender and everything?
Oh, that was so good.
Yeah. I couldn't upload it because the problem is my microphone wasn't set on DX Story, so all you could hear was you just talking, like, and it sounded like you were being insane. Because you were just talking to yourself. It sounded like you were just talking to yourself like an imaginary person the entire video. It was weird. I got rid of it, though. Yeah. I need to finish uploading the Survive series and then probably recording some more, doing more videos. But yeah.
What series are you going to go on to next?
Once I finish Civ 5, which I really want to finish Civ 5 because I don't want to keep doing it. I need to stop doing the whole Strider series and then never finish it. But.
Yeah.
Because I have that problem too. But what I'm probably going to do next is. I don't know. I'm probably gonna wait for a new game to come out and then do that. But until then, I'm probably just gonna do videos in between.
Yeah. I've got. I don't know. I've got Minecraft going. That's 100 episodes long. Season one is.
You have 100 episodes of Minecraft.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Mitch! And they're all 20
exactly.
minutes.
Yeah.
How much have you edited?
That's the problem. I haven't edited them. That's the thing that's so annoying. I've got so many episodes, and it's just overwhelming seeing, like, how... Because of those 20-minute episodes, they're 50-minute episodes cut down to 20 minutes.
This is why you and I need to be big YouTubers, because we shouldn't be the ones editing these videos. We should be the ones paying people to do that for us.
Yeah.
Because we can't do both at the same time.
In all honesty, I could probably afford that with what I'm getting paid at the minute on.
Yeah, but wait a minute. You have 2,000 hours of Minecraft?
Pretty much, yeah.
Holy crap, Mitch. I can barely fit 1 hour.
We had a half time, like a half time. We had a like spring break type thing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I got carried away.
Yeah, you got a freaking Easter thing.
Yeah.
You got really carried.
How do I beat the big dragon guy? Albion?
I believe you use the the shouts.
Ren, dragon Ren.
Yeah, and then you just bring him to the ground, and when he gets to the ground, you just start stabbing him repeatedly. But you have to do that a lot. But yeah, Oh, man, we need, it's been a while since you've done YouTube for such a long time. I deleted so many of my videos. For those of you who don't know, I didn't originally have 50 videos and started in freaking July last year. Or June. I had like 150 videos when I deleted almost all of them.
You should see some of mine. I bet there's some on my channel that you've never even seen. Like, when my voice was like, "Hello, guys."
Hi,
you know, back in
my
days.
Name's Mitch.
Alright, you ready to see these uploads? 63.
1, 2, wait, what?
I've got 63 uploads, and most of them are private.
6, 12, 18, 24. You have 24 videos that are seeable, though.
24, so that's like...
Oh, you still have this old video that was like freaking... a year ago.
Where what video is it?
Gears of War 3.
Is that still on there?
Yeah, still. So I can still see it.
I used a camera to record my TV.
Yeah, I can tell.
And I did that for like the first like 30 videos.
And then you have pixel art where you basically played Minecraft, creative mode.
Yeah.
I forgot I remember you completely forgot about Minecraft, didn't you? For a while. You forgot about Minecraft for a while.
Yeah, I stopped playing it. It got boring for me. Because I played it too much.
For me, I played it like a year straight, probably. When I was like 12.
I find things boring. I don't really like keep up with things, as you can see from all my unfinished series.
Yeah. I did it a while back. I did a Minecraft video, which is called the 2B2T server, and it was a promotion by me. This was like because a while back I used to do promotions on VGCA where I would promote servers, and they always got a lot of views. But 2B2T got almost 100 views, and it was, for those of you who don't know, in order to edit 2B2T, it was a long time to make the video because I had to record up to an hour of footage of 2B2T, because I got an hour worth of footage, and then I sped it up to the point which it was like an 8-minute video. Like, that's how fast the footage was playing. And I got rid of all the background audio and stuff like that, and I recorded the narration of me talking about the server and stuff, and that it was supposed to be background. And it was crazy. Like, if you watch it, like, it was like, problem is, like, every 5 minutes I had to restart the recording because I was using Fraps, and Fraps has this big recording problem. But if you watch, I'm like, it looks like I'm running like 1,000 miles an hour. Alright, that's how fast it's going.
Does your school have a, in fact, never mind. I've got it already pre-recorded in a video. I won't explain it now. It's going to be too long.
What is it?
It doesn't matter. It'll be in a future video anyway, so.
Tell me! Did you do a vlog?
Did I what?
Did you do a vlog?
I've got 7 vlog-ish type videos coming up for my 1,000 subs special week.
Oh my god.
Doing a video every day for the next week.
So
A Q&A, a thank you videos, gaming setup video, giveaway, bunch of cool stuff. And then one of them I'm filming at a studio, so yeah, you can imagine the production value on that is going to be pretty high.
So you're going to release, you're going to release 2 videos that week.
Yeah, I'm gonna release half a video. It's not gonna be fully edited because I'm lazy.
The other half of it was just gonna say subscribe. It's just gonna be like a picture of just like you like with like a thumbs up and it just saying subscribe. This is gonna be like the entire other half of the video, like a 20-minute video, which is like 10 minutes of it just straight that. And then it'll like start playing music in like the second half, and it'll just like stop, and it'll just like nothing will be going down. Why I hate Trample Steam. Trample Steams. 20 minutes into a zombie match. What the hell is this video, Mitch? And then you fall to your death? Mitch, I just realized I saw one of your videos that came out April last year. Yeah. You have a very Yogscast outro.
I do.
What the hell, Mitch?
It was completely based off Yogscast. My old icon was like Yogscast based as well.
Yeah. Your new YouTube channel is very non-Yogscast looking.
Non-Yogscast.
It looks very original, and mine just looks like a copy.
thank you. Thanks for saying that, because like, I've been trying to break away from the Ogscast thing.
And then you went to play Minecraft.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this has been a podcast that's been going on for a while now. Maybe we should just
end
it.
Yeah, I think it's time to wrap up.
Yep. So those of you who don't know, OTH is coming out, or those who watch on YouTube, it's OTH is ready to come out. This is probably going to take a while for me to edit, but, like and favorite this video on YouTube. If you're on iTunes, what was it again? It was follow it on iTunes.
Yeah, you subscribe to it on iTunes, same as YouTube.
Yeah, I'm not really used to the whole iTunes thing. And yeah, it's completely free on iTunes, so if you guys want to listen to this on, let's say, your phone or your iPod or anything like that, you can do that. I probably should have said that at the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah.
And if you guys like any of us in this podcast, then subscribe to us on YouTube. I am Dr. Duke or John, and I'm on the YouTube channel, Dr. Duke XV. Mitch, or C-Boy, if he's on YouTube channel, C-Boy, if it's that simple. And Pop-Tart, or Luke, he's on the YouTube channel,
yeah.
Pop-Tart LP.
Alright.
Okay.
Thank you for watching. Thanks
yeah.
for having me on as well, dude.
Goodbye!
Bye.
Bye. Totally not, like, ripping off PewDiePie there.
Yeah,
I think I did that last time as well.
Yeah, I'm keeping that part in.